at Premier High School.
We are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
With the new Chevy Silverado, you might be driving in this. But with the Silverado's redesigned interior and large infotainment screens, it'll feel more like this. Introducing the new 2022 Chevy Silverado. Find new upgrades. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening to this today that she just has a lot of clarity and can really understand when she's walking in your Holy Spirit and hearing your Holy Spirit so she doesn't get deceived and confused and quench the Spirit. Ask all these prayers, you Father, Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly. He's the one that's going to be guiding you through these trials that you're going to encounter. It's Him that's going to keep you safe. Nothing outwardly. Everything that is done of Him and through Him and by Him will bear fruit and will be good, but you can't depend on them. It's only Him that's going to guide you from day to day and teach you what you should do. Do I go, you're going to hit these points in these trials. We're going to say, do I go left or do I go right? And your answer, the answer is going to be important, really important. You're going to find out, okay? So you need to develop this relationship with Him today, right now, okay? It's like Scripture says, today if you hear His voice, harden not your heart, okay? So talking about growing in the Spirit and different tribulations that you can encounter, as you hear the Holy Spirit more clearly, okay, and start to walk with Him, you are changing inwardly. And something that you are likely to see, okay, let me make this clear first. Oftentimes, what you'll find, okay, is that I encountered these very sort of like sweet little Christian girls, you know what I mean, that they have a zeal for the Lord, they love the Lord, they want to serve Him, okay. And they have an idea of Christ, and they focus in on the love of Christ, which is absolutely true, okay? But as they get filled with the Holy Spirit, they start to change, okay? And they start to become more bold, okay? And they get conformed to His image. And because they're more meek and more humble, that process can be a bit confusing if they're not being renewed by the Word of God, okay? And that's what I want to address, because you can have a sister that's very fruitful, who the Holy Spirit is using as a vessel, okay? And she's becoming more filled with the Spirit. And as she is, she can see some changes taking inwardly where she's just becoming more like Him, okay? She's getting filled with the Holy Ghost, okay? And so it's a switch from being nice to everybody all the time, okay? Which she may think is what she's supposed to do. And you do, you bear fruit, okay? And you love, okay? I'm not saying that you don't. But then as the Holy Spirit uses her, she finds that she's becoming more bold and concerned with righteousness, okay, and being used as a vessel to rebuke people, okay? And that can be confusing because she could feel like she's being mean or something, and you're not, okay? I just want to go over some scriptures with you about what the Holy Spirit's truly like. And once again, I already mentioned this, but just reading your Bible continuously, because you'll see the Apostle Peter, for example, he's not nice, okay? So often, sometimes Christians think that their job is to be nice, and that is man-pleasing, and I can go over some more scriptures with that view. That's very different. You're not a man-pleaser, okay? You serve God. You're here to please God, okay? And if He wants you to be warm and loving and nurturing towards someone, then typically that's someone who's downcast and humble and needs it, okay? But towards the proud, He's not like that. Okay, He withstands the wicked face to face, okay, and rebukes them, okay, and that can be very difficult for a sister who doesn't understand that, okay. Once again, you go to the Word of God, your Bible, okay, because you'll see Jesus is warm and loving, the other times He is very firm and rebukes harshly even, okay, and even commands that in the book of Titus, I believe, or Timothy, and we can go over those scriptures too, where it says rebuke harshly, okay? So it's both, okay? You're going to be like Him, Okay. So just going to go over some scriptures. I'll start with this one for today, and we'll keep going over some other ones, how you can change, okay? Once again, the prophets are a good example. Not that every sister that's filled with the Holy Spirit is going to become a prophet, okay? But they are filled, prophets are filled with the Holy Ghost, okay? So they're a good example of how he behaves, okay? This is 2 Kings chapter 3. We'll start at verse 13. It says, "And Elisha said unto the king of Israel, What have I to do with thee? Get thee to the prophets of thy father and to the prophets of thy mother. And the king of Israel said unto him, Nay, for the Lord hath called us three kings together to deliver them into the hands of Moab. And Elisha said, As the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, surely, sorry about that. Surely, were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I would not look toward thee nor see thee." Okay, so you see there where the prophet Elisha, he just doesn't like, okay, the king of Israel. He doesn't like him. Okay, he regards the king of Judah, Jehoshaphat, because he fears God, okay, and he's obeying the Lord and doing his best. But the king of Israel doesn't, okay, and Elisha just doesn't like him. He doesn't want to look at him, and you're going to see this happen, okay? You even see Jesus do this where he doesn't respond to Herod, and I'll go over that scripture. But he says, "I would not look toward thee nor see thee," okay? And you can see this reaction sometimes happen where someone's doing something God just does not like, okay? And it's like you can't even look in that direction, and you can't stand them. It really irritates you and bothers you, okay? And once again, you're dead and buried, and your life is hidden in Christ. So it's not about you and your emotions and your feelings. It's strictly about the Lord, okay, and that you don't like what they're doing because it's an offense to the Father, okay, but you don't want to be confused. You want to be renewed with the Word of God on this, because you can think that you're doing something wrong if you don't understand how the Holy Spirit works and that he's got a very strong opinion about everything. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. I just pray for any sister that's starting her day, Father, that she has a fruitful day abounding in the Spirit and glorifying your Son. I ask all these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.
The dark web can be like a restaurant for identity thieves.
Hi, ready to order?
I'll have the driver's license number.
Great, that comes with a home address or a birth date.
Ooh, both, please.
It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, we'll work to fix it. No one can monitor all transactions, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year at LifeLock.com/aware. Identity theft protection starts here.